refusing to pick up the gauntlet. Scream Free Parenting offers another way altogether. Remember, judo is the art of going with another's momentum. So the Scream Free parent asks, how can I employ my children's desires for motivation, connection, and discipline? How can I bend like the willow tree when they throw gauntlets at my feet? Let's explore the Scream Free possibilities with some common tests. I'm bored. This is a classic gauntlet, and so often we are quick to pick it up. First, we get angry. Bored? How could you be bored? Why don't you go play upstairs with all those toys I bought you? You know what's boring? Working my job every day to buy you those toys. That's what's really boring. Then we get anxious. You mean you can't find anything to do? We might even think to ourselves, is this kid totally uncreative? What have I done wrong? Finally, we overcompensate. Look, you could go outside and find Jimmy, or you could go upstairs, or you could do this, or you could do this, or this, or this, or this. A scream-free response could choose instead to never pick up the gauntlet in the first place. Wow, you're bored. That stinks. I hate it when I'm bored. What are you going to do about it? No resistance. Just go with the momentum and actually join right alongside your child as she faces her own dilemma. Are we there yet? Another classic. You've been in the car less than 10 minutes and the complaints from the back seat have already started. And you've got another 2 hours to go. What is the typical anxiety-driven response? To pick up the gauntlet, of course. Now we've got an hour to go. We lie, of course, to make it sound better. So just sit tight and be patient. Now the battle has begun. A whole hour? I'm never going to make it. You never said it would take that long. How long's an hour anyway? I'm so bored already. And they don't even know that it's actually going to take twice that long. A scream-free response could choose, instead, to never pick up the gauntlet in the first place. Wow, you're already asking that question. You must really not want to be in the car today. Empathy. Come to think of it, I don't want to be in the car either. And I really don't want to be in the car for a whole 2 hours either. I think I want to be out of the car more than you do. What do you think? By joining with your child, you can commiserate together and actually have a fun time doing it. Mommy, I can't do my homework. A woman called me wanting to come to one of my seminars. Her objection wasn't the time or the location or even the price. Her objection was what she would do with her children. I told her we had babysitting available. No, that's not it. You see, I need to make sure my husband can make sure our daughter does her homework. That's the type of statement a parent and spouse makes when anxiety is driving the boat. She ended up coming to the seminar, and you can imagine our conversation afterwards. She picked up on the irony. So Hal, she said, if I understand correctly, I was saying, I don't know if I can come to a seminar to focus on my parenting, because that would mean taking my focus off my child. And if I have to take my focus off my child, then I need my husband to do it for me. I loved what she said next. But you know what? The times in the past when I just couldn't be there to watch over her homework, she's done just fine. Homework hovering is a major epidemic around the world. It serves as a wonderful microcosm of everything we're talking about in this program. The homework hoverer is saying, I'm responsible for you, son, so I need to make sure you do all the work you're supposed to do. And since you cannot do anything else until it gets done, then I can't get anything else done either. So we're going to work on this together, making sure you get it done and get it done right. What is difficult for the hoverer to see is that the very act of hovering makes the problem worse. The child's motivation is now completely confused because now it's about keeping mom or dad sane, easing the parent's anxiety. The child's unconscious thought becomes, the thing between me and getting to play with my friends is not really the homework, it's mom's anxiety. Well, that stinks, because when mom gets anxious, it becomes more difficult to concentrate, more difficult to stay focused, and more difficult to think my own thoughts. You cannot orbit around your child without giving her the distinct impression that the world revolves around her. And then you act surprised when she acts both selfish and incapable. Homework hoverers forget whose homework it really is. As you learn to calm your own anxiety about her performance, you do not have to pick up this gauntlet. So, you've got a tough one there, huh? I hate it when I can't figure something out. What are you going to do about it? Who can you call in your class that can help? Children's schoolwork is supposed to make them struggle. It is designed to be difficult for them. That's the whole point. Helping them too much with it would be like lifting weights for them and then wondering why they're not building any muscle. Calm yourself down and let them struggle. Let them invite you alongside to help them through the struggle, but do not try to be there for them. You can't. It's their problem, not yours.